This is an amazing story indeed, and Al-Hafidh Ibn Rajab rahimahullah mentioned in the commentary of Tabaqat al-Hanabila, in the biography of Al-Qadi Abi Bakr Muhammad Abdul Baqi al-Bazzaz, who died in the year 535 from the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Sheikh Salih Abu al-Qasim al-Khazaz al-Baghdadi said, quote, I heard Al-Qadi Abi Bakr Muhammad Abdul Baqi al-Bazzaz al-Ansari say, quote, I used to live in the vicinity of Mecca. May Allah the Exalted protect it. So one day I was stricken with severe hunger, and I did not find anything to fight against this hunger. So I found a bag made from silk, tied with a tassel that was also made from silk. So I grabbed it and took it to my house. When I unfastened it, I found in it a necklace made from pearl, such that I had not seen the like of it before. So when I exited my house, I saw an old man that was seeking this bag. With him was a torn rag containing 500 dinar and was saying, this is for the one who returns to me the bag containing the pearls. So I said, I am in need, I am hungry, so I will take this money and benefit from it and return to him the bag. So I said to him, come to me. So I took him and brought him to my home. So he gave me the description of the bag and the description of the tassel and the description of the pearls along with their number and the description of the thread that fastened it. So I removed it from the bag and gave it to him. So he gave me the 500 dinar, but I did not take it. Then I said to him, it is incumbent upon me to return this to you, and I will not take any reward for it. He said to me, you must take it. And he persisted in this, but I would not take it from him, so he left me and went out his way. As for me, I didn't have anything, so I left Mecca and began sailing in the sea. So the ship tore apart and everyone abroad it drowned, and their wealth was destroyed. I was saved by holding onto a piece of the ship. So I remained for a time period in the sea, not knowing where I was going. I then arrived at an island that was inhabited by people. I sat in some of the masjids, and the people heard me reading, and there did not remain anyone on the island, except he came to me and said, teach me the Quran. So I acquired from the people a lot of wealth. Then I saw in the masjid some people from a mushaf. Then I saw in the masjid some paper from a mushaf. So I took it and began to read it. They said to me, do you have good writing? Handwriting? I said, yes. So they said, teach me handwriting. So they came to me with their children from amongst the small kids and the young men, and I used to teach them. I acquired from this a lot of wealth. After this, they said to me, we have a young orphan girl who has some things from the dunya, worldly wealth. We would like for you to marry her. I refused, but they said it is a must, and they made this incumbent upon me, so I agreed. After they married her to me, I turned my glance toward her, and I found that exact same necklace hanging around her neck. At this time, I did not busy myself with anything except staring at this necklace. So they said to me, O Sheikh, you have broken this young orphan girl's heart by looking at this necklace, and you have not even looked at her. So I relayed to them the story of the necklace. So they screamed and yelled out, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, until it reached everyone on the island. So I said, what is with you? They said, the old man that took the necklace from you is the father of the young girl. Allahu Akbar. The old man who took the necklace from you is the father of this young girl. He used to say, I have not found in the dunya world a Muslim, what is meant here is a trustworthy, kind-hearted one, who knows the rights of found property except the one who returned to me this necklace. And he used to make dua, supplicating, saying, O Allah, join me and him together so that I may marry him to my daughter. Allahu Akbar. He said, he made this dua, O Allah, join me and him together so that I may marry him to my daughter. And now it has happened. So I remained with her for a time period, and I was provided with two sons by her. Then she passed away, so I inherited the necklace, me and my two sons. Then my two sons died, therefore the necklace became mine. So I sold the necklace for 100,000 dinar. And the money that you see me with now is what is left over from that money. The end. And Jazakallah khair, Abu Ayyub, for that finding me with this. So this is it. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah.